Welcome to the 10K Collective, my friends. Now, look, if you're listening for hacks and short-term tactics, I'm afraid you are in the wrong place. Let me tell you about the 10K Collective Mastermind. First of all, its members meet in person. They know each other well. They all make over $500,000 a year. Several make several million a year. Many have doubled their revenue over the last 18 months. If you're that kind of person, then this podcast is made for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Future State Media, off Amazon traffic experts for Amazon sellers. Future State Media will build you a custom-made website. Built to grab traffic from search engines and social media, your site is your secret weapon for Amazon product launches, to stabilize your Amazon sales, or to build an email list on autopilot. Go to www.futurestatemedia.com for your free guide to Google SEO for Amazon sellers. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the 10K Collective Podcast, a subset of the amazing FBA podcast. As you can see, our new decals behind me here. Today, I'm speaking to Will Christensen of DataAutomation.com, who are the experts at automation and integration. I love those words. That shows what a nerd I've become, doesn't it? Will, welcome back to the show.
I'll be honest, when I started to get tingly feelings when people were like, hey, let's automate that, I was like, oh, you have become a full-blown nerd.
Yeah.
Actually, we obviously talked in our prior episode a lot about the team and what that looks like. I tell people, in order to be on our team, you have to be a full-blown nerd. And if you're not a nerd, it may not be a good culture fit. And I tell them, you have to have nerd-proof just off camera. And so for those of you who are listening, you can't see it, but I actually do have a real sword on camera. You can kind of hear me pulling it out there. This is my nerd proof. It's kind of like a fat cook. If you're going to hire a cook, he'd better be a fat one because he enjoys eating his own food. If you're going to hire a tech guy, he'd better be a nerd who eats his own food. So that's a Lord of the Rings replica. And it is just off camera, just in case the zombies come to my office.
I was going to say, I suppose it's a safety thing, but yeah, if I were in your shoes, I'd be having that on camera because it would be so gloriously different. That's amazing. You got a real sword. Dude, that's extraordinary. Welcome to Nerdsville. Well, look, the name of your podcast is called Automate, Delegate, Eliminate. And That's the title of today's episode as well. So just tell us quickly about the podcast. I mean, I guess it does what it says on the tin, right? But very, very briefly.
Yeah. The first season has recently been released, and we basically dove into e-commerce and automate, delegate, eliminate. And we picked apart several of my clients' processes. I met with the head of development over at ShipStation, and we picked apart nomenclature and what that does to automation. It's been a super fun series to kind of see what it's like and take all sorts of different angles on that pivot point, which is the point at which you decide, okay, is it time to automate this process, delegate this process, or eliminate this process?
Okay.
And I found that exists everywhere in all businesses.
Amazing. So since you call it a pivot point, I guess that implies it's a point of a sort of change of direction between two different directions. When do these points come up? And can you just give us a concrete example? Because for those who don't think so abstractly, I don't know if I am one of those people or not, but let's give a simple illustration.
So what you have to think about is, how are you going to take what you're looking at and really build upon it and grow upon it and see where it's going? And as an entrepreneur, when you're getting into a process, let's say that your process was taking tracking numbers out of a manufacturer's email and pasting those tracking numbers in Amazon because you're fulfilling that way. You got somebody who's drop shipping your stuff. Or let's say that it was managing some piece of your FBA process where you got the labels that are coming in, you got to put those labels into a spreadsheet and then print them all out and do whatever that is. Whatever that process that you're doing is, what you're looking for is when it starts to take more than 551. More than 15-15-1. More than 15 minutes a day, 15-1-1. Man, I got to know my own tagline here. So more than 15-1-1. More than 15 minutes a day, more than an hour a week, or more than an hour a month. 15-1-1. Okay? So if it's taking more than those different time points, that's where you start to look at it and say, okay, it's probably time to start looking at it. Then I add a further litmus test on this where we say, okay, is it taking more than that much time? And if I were to bring on an intern, somebody who had basic Excel, Google Sheets, and email experience, would it take me the same amount of time to teach them how to do it as it would to do it. And if you think, oh, you know what? I could teach somebody, like, they'd only have to watch me do this once, and then they'd need little to no guidance after that to do that job. That's probably a prime target for automation, delegation, or elimination. And in that situation, I would do it in sequence. First, I would delegate that responsibility to someone. And after they delegated, I would say, okay, I would like you to document that process and see exactly what that is and how I did it and where it goes. So they document it. Then after you've documented that process, you're ready to start saying, okay, now that I've documented it, I've handed it over to another person, it's been running there for a couple of weeks, can I automate this? Start doing some Google searching and seeing where it is, and then you eliminate the manual process and it turns into something that's automated. So you kind of have to see where that is, and in terms of that, talking about those labels that you're creating or whatever else it is, it's about finding a process that's repetitive that you can then systematize and hand off to a robot or to a human being.
So tell me about the eliminate piece then. Does that not come earlier in the process, like you review what you're doing and go, hell, we don't need to be doing this? Or is it, you think of elimination as eliminating stuff on your personal plate?
No, I think elimination goes into those standpoints as well. You talk about eliminating business waste, and elimination really is the process of choosing what's working. So another book that I love that I think has, we talked about the E-Myth on our last episode. On this episode, I want to mention the Lean Startup, because the Lean Startup is all about elimination. It's all about fail faster, right? Find out what isn't working so that you can eliminate it and start working towards what is working, and do real life tests to figure that out as quickly as possible.
Okay, so elimination is really part of developing a business, or as part of business development as much as it is just not wasting money, I suppose. I mean, I suppose they're kind of two sides of the same thing, aren't they? But I suppose what it's saying is it's not enough to have a fatty, wasteful business that kind of works anyway. The whole thrust of what you're doing is finding those unnecessary things, getting rid of. And what you're left with is the kind of basic framework of a really powerful business. Is that your take on it? I mean, it's quite a complex book. I've read it, obviously, like a lot of people.
The thing that I would say is it's about creating that stop doing list. I found that my start doing list is generally always longer than my stop doing list. I always have new ideas that I want to try and new things that are there, but I have a hard time letting go of things. And so if I can figure out how to systematically let go of that which is less important, my money-generating opportunities are going to increase, because I'm finding the things which don't generate revenue and I'm eliminating them. So it's very important that you have a start doing list, but you equally important, if not more important because less people are doing it, have a stop doing list. What is it that we as a business should stop doing? We should stop allowing customers to call us. We should only allow customers to, put it in via a form. And here's why, right? And that might not be right for your business. Your business might need a hotline where people can call in. There's something there. But you kind of have to see, what is it that's becoming a drain on my time that is not generating as much revenue as the other pieces of the business?
I guess they say that the perfect's the end of the good. That's a kind of perfectionist kind of credo that I need to remember. And on the other hand, the quite good is the enemy of the excellent as well, I suppose. It's the other thing that the really hard thing to get let go of, I find, is stuff that's kind of working, mm-hmm. not really great. I mean, I know that I work with Amazon sellers, for example, who have products that clearly aren't that profitable, but they sort of shift to a degree, they kind of work. And then they have some wildly profitable products that in some cases, they also sell a lot of volume. And I'm always like, please, would you consider reallocating your capital and time and energy from here to here? In other words, from the mediocre to the great products. And I completely get, though, why people don't do it. But do you think that's really valid, or is this just a nice theory?
Oh, no, I think that's beyond valid. They've come out with this new, and I don't know how new I would call it, but FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. I think if you let FOMO drive your business, it's going to drive it right into the ground, because you are missing out on the potential increase in opportunities on the other side. So it's important when you're recognizing, like, oh, I don't know if I want to cancel. I don't know if I want to stop ordering that, because what if tomorrow it picks up and it starts going where it needs to be? I think you kind of have to put a time limit on it, right? when you hire a new salesperson or you hire a new person, you kind of have a mental note of, all right, I'm going to let this go for 2 to 3 months. And then we're going to revisit this. We're going to see, you know, if this is really going to work or this is what we all want to do. And so I think it's important to do the same thing with products. You look at it and say, okay, if this product has not increased 10% above where it is right now, in the next 3 months, it's out. I'm not going to order any more of it.
So healthy. I think what you just said, it's so easy to just fall into, it's kind of making money, so I won't mess with it. And I think having really tough criteria and holding yourself to them is so hard, actually, but it's kind of simple, isn't it? It's like a lot of things in life that work. I don't know what else to say, except this is really great advice, I guess. And the final question then, before we wrap this one up, is what's a simple next step for getting on with this if people feel like they recognize the validity of what you've said? What do we do next?
I tell people, take that litmus test. Go take the litmus test where we talk about the 15-1-1, right? 15 minutes a day, an hour a week, or an hour a month. Look at that litmus test and then add the other litmus test on top of it to say, okay, could someone else do this with a moderate amount of management and instruction, right? And then that kind of gives you a pool of things that you should consider automating, delegating, or eliminating, right? So you get this big pool of stuff that's in there. Well, then what do? There are three questions that you have to ask yourself when you're going to automate, delegate, or eliminate. And those three questions are, where's the data now? Where does the data need to go? And what needs to happen to it in between? So those three questions will help you discover this process. And it could be data. It could be, you know, where's the package now? Where does the package need to go? What needs to happen to the package in between, right? It doesn't have to be data. And that's going to help you systematize the process and think about it. So there's another book that I love called Getting Things Done by David Allen. And he talks about a methodology around which you can create some systems for your day and for your daily work, like how you handle the world. And he talks about starting with the end in mind. First, ask, what does success look like? And then work backwards to figure out what do the goals look like and where does it all come in and how do you get there and everything going. So where's the data now? What's the end goal here? What needs to happen to it, or excuse me, where's the data now would be, where is it now before it gets to the end goal? Where does it need to go? What's its end destination? And what needs to happen to it in between? So it's super important to answer those three questions. And if you put those in a bullet pointed list, throw it up on Upwork or FreeUp or one of these other platforms, or maybe it's a job post. You know, what does this job look like? And what's going on inside the business now? What needs to happen to it in the long term and what needs to happen to that in between, you can write a job post using that methodology. So it's really important as you're automating, delegating, and eliminating to define those three questions. And that kind of gets you to that next step of, okay, now it's time to post it on FreeUp. Okay, now it's time to post it somewhere else.
That reminds me a bit of those Gold Rat three questions, which are quite famous. I can't remember exactly what they were. I think it was, what do you need to change? What do you need to change to? And how do you make the change? Which is slightly different, I guess. It's about change management, but it's related, right? It's kind of looking at where you're at and where you want to go and how you get there, more or less, mm-hmm. right? That's mm-hmm. also, broadly speaking, the structure of my strategy call, which is a sales call, but also mm-hmm. hopefully does provide value if people get on a call with me to explore doing mentoring with me. Is basically, where are you at? Where do you want to go? I often ask, what's getting in the way? Which is another sort of way of looking at the same thing. But I think you're right in the way that the biggest picture questions that have nothing to do with technology or a particular platform are nearly always the ones that are pretty badly or vaguely answered or not really answered at all if there's a problem. I find there's a problem showing up in my business. It's a lack of answers to key questions. So those are really excellent questions. Listen, you guys do a very good job of dealing with this stuff. You've got a free consultation. So let's just quickly mention that for those who haven't had that before.
So we offer a consultation where we'll go through those three questions with you on call, 30 minutes. We'll actually help you vet and answer those and create a diagram around the project that you're working on that'll give you enough clarity to figure out where you're going next, what you need to be doing next. So really powerful stuff in terms of how to help you get to where you need to go.
Amazing. Will, thank you so much for your amazing tips and some really thought-provoking. I love those three questions. So if nothing else, that's a real takeaway for me. So thanks very much for coming on.
Awesome.
Thanks very much for listening to the 10K Collective podcast. part of the family of podcasts under the Amazing FBA umbrella. If you want to check out more about The Mastermind, if you are an Amazon seller based in the UK or Europe, then go to www.amazingfba.com and look under paid programs where you'll get the latest details. Today's episode is sponsored by Future State Media, off Amazon traffic experts for Amazon sellers. Future State Media will build you a custom-made website. Built to grab traffic from search engines and social media, your site is your secret weapon for Amazon product launches, to stabilize your Amazon sales, or to build an email list on autopilot. Go to www.futurestatemedia.com for your free guide to Google SEO for Amazon sellers.